Joining us now from Caddy Clean, we have Jason Macari. Jason, welcome into the golf shop.
Oh, thanks very much.
All right, so right off the rip, I'm holding one here right now. Got one right with me. This thing is like the Swiss Army knife of like cleaning your golf clubs. It's got everything you need, right?
Yeah, we probably could have colored it red with a little Swiss Army emblem on it, but no, it kind of has everything you need to clean the clubs. We refer to it as the all-in-one golf club cleaner.
Well, and when you look at this thing, I mean it literally has the bag hook with the recoiling tether. It's got a spray bottle, which is important. That's very different. It's got brass groove scrapers. It's got a brass brush. It's got a scrub pad. Jason, why? What problems were you guys solving?
It's a kind of a funny story, but my son was on the Bishop Feehan high school team in Attleboro, Mass., and he was on the golf team, and along with a couple of buddies, Kyle and Alex. So Josh, Kyle, and Alex played, you know, every day, practiced every day, and then they had one or two tournaments a week. So there was one tournament they were down on the Cape, and they were playing at a fairly well-known golf course that, quote-unquote, the president had played on. And they, trying to clean their clubs, and Josh looked over at Kyle, and Kyle is using his shirt, and he's spitting on the face of his club. So, yep, three high school buddies that put their heads together in that moment and said, there's got to be a better way.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like you get the – I actually expected to hear that, you know, your wife came up with it because she got sick of doing the laundry from having the shirt tails covered in mud.
Well, my sons, we're not great golfers, but we enjoy the sport, and we're constantly feeding her stuff. But no, she's been super supportive. You know, she's been a great advocate for Josh. And you know, probably Josh is such a good kid. I got dragged into it because I thought it was a great idea, and I would consider myself a weekend golfer, and so I don't clean my clubs until the next time I go out. So by the time I clean my clubs, the dirt's caked on, and you have grass stains, and they're pretty bad. So you know, pros, they're smart enough to clean their clubs after every shot. So you know, we said, so there's going to be a way to make it super easy, super quick, that you could clean your clubs in seconds between each shot, even as a regular golfer, and that's how we came up with Caddy Clean.
Yeah, I mean these products always come from the solution to a problem, and when you're dealing with young inventors, it's always something very personal. So the story is great. I'm a big fan of Shark Tank, and Mark and I both go down to the PGA show, and like the first place we go is that little inventor's corner, the innovation area, where somebody has seen a problem and they've decided that, you know, they're going to take it on without trying to sell out to one of the big manufacturers. How does this idea that you guys came up with, you know, at the kitchen table or whatever, over a bunch of dirty golf shirts, become a product that's packaged and for sale?
Well, my background is product development. I've been in the toy, medical, and, you know, the last 20-plus years in the baby business. So I am an engineer. I understand how to bring products to market. So we started sketching. I forced the boys to kind of earn their keep. They put some prototypes together, And then we engineered a couple of parts. We started making a frame, and it evolved from just like, you know, staples and pieces of miscellaneous parts that we bought from the stores, stapled together. It evolved into a prototype, and over a couple of years, we probably did five or six prototypes, and each one got a little bit more, a little closer to what it should be. And when we finally made the last one with a full chassis and a holder for the water or soapy water bottle, and you know, had everything on it, and it just felt right in your hand, we decided to get it made. And it's been fun talking things over with the boys and getting them involved. But then I started getting involved, and obviously the more financially it took, the more I got involved. And before you know it, we have a set of molds, and we're making product and going to the PGA show in Orlando last January.
Well, I mean, one of the really neat things here is definitely the spray bottle. And I'm curious, I mean, obviously the boys had done all the R&D on how valuable spit is. But beyond that, I mean, is water the magic elixir for cleaning off clubs, or is there a combination of soapy water? Did they try different things and then find out, well, some left the club slippery, some left them, you know, gritty? Did they come up with a magic combination that you guys are going to recommend to put in there? Is it just water or spit?
We recommend spit's the best, right?
I don't think I can fill the bottle with spit, though. That's the problem. I mean, that you got to prepare for like a week.
I have to believe you might be banished from the course with a bottle of spit hanging off your back. But water works great, and it does the trick with the right scrub brush and with the right this has a brass brush. It has two brass tools. It has the scrub pad. And when you have, kind of multiple ways to get the club clean and get into the grooves and everything, water works just fine. I like a little soapy water, so I put a little dishwasher detergent in it, just a squirt, and then fill it up with water. And that just helps a little bit with keeping your club clean. You know, and it looks to me like it's just a hair cleaner, but that's just me. And but either way, it's fine. But liquid, water is definitely essential to the cleaning process. You know, the pros, you know, I've been told by a number of pros that that they use a full towel and they have half of it wet and half of it dry and they hang it over their club. And the caddy cleans it oftentimes and hence the name. One pro I talked to, he said, you know, even if I'm playing on a course that's not a great course, I still will clean my club. Even if I'm walking, I'll still clean my club after every shot. And I think that's the key to first of all, the grooves, you know, provide the English, and that it's so important. You know, studies show that like you lose up to 90% of your spin when you are hitting it with a dirty club and the grooves aren't clean. So there's obviously a purpose to keep your clubs clean, and a good reason. And the pros know it, and so they have a method to their madness. And, you know, for the average golfer, we're not going to take a new towel and drape it over and have it half wet and half dry. We're gonna just wait till, you know, the end of the round or, you know, at best after each hole. Whereas, you know, with the caddy clean hanging off your bag, and I've done this myself now for a season, is, you know, when I walk, I can literally just pull it while I'm walking, pull it off, and spray my club, clean it, and it goes back in the bag. And it's, you know, the unit, the whole item is hanging off the bag, free to be able to be accessed. When it's on the back, obviously, before you put the club in, it literally between spray, scrub, and wipe, you're literally 15 seconds at best, at worst. You know, sometimes even quicker. So it's super, it's just fast and easy, all in one. That's the key, because who wants to have multiple things hanging off your bag and multiple tools, or have to, the worst is if they're not tethered and you have to dip into your pockets, you know, and stuff gets lost, and before you know it, you're just saying, what the heck, and you're throwing your club back in your bag again.
Well, you know, the good players always say clean clubs are happy clubs, and happy clubs perform the best. So,
oh, that's a great saying. I like that.
Oh, please don't give him credit.
All right, so from a price perspective, kind of give everybody a feel for number one, where to find this, what kind of price point we're talking about, and why the price point.
Well, we did some good market research. I mean, we went to all the stores, pro shops, and we found towels anywhere from $10 or $15 all the way up to $20-$25. And then we also found different scrapers and brushes. And when you put it all together, you could be spending $50 or $60 separately. So we said this has to also provide a value, not just a great feature, but also a value. So we priced it at around $24.99. That includes a nice-sized towel, It includes the whole unit with the tether and, you know, the 7-in-1, if you will, cleaner, so the Keddy Clean. So you get the water sprayer, the two groove cleaners, the scrub pad, the brass brush, all on the tether, all of the, with the golf towel, all for $24.99. And, you know, we have it at a number of retailers now, including online, including Amazon. There's a number of websites that have it now. We have it at caddyclean.com. And I think that we have some potential larger retailers that are also considering it, and we're hoping that it lands on their shelves soon.
Well, and Jason, before we let you go, I mean, you've had success with this initially. You went down to the PGA show. People liked it. What's next? You guys, do the guys have any other good ideas?
You know, that's a great question, because I told him, I said, you can't come out with one product. You have to keep on developing. So they have a couple of products that they are working on that are, you know, simple, you know, improvements to existing products. We also are working on with a golf pro, a teaching pro, on another product that we think has great potential, and that's you know, more of a swing aid, but it's actually a system, but you know, that I think has tremendous promise. And you know, we love the industry, and I've been doing this for, you know, a long time, and I love products. I love seeing my product on the shelf. And the boys, I think they were just tickled, you know, when they went into the store for the first time. And actually, last summer, they actually went from golf course to golf course selling these. And the first retailer that took it actually was Joe and Lee's up in Massachusetts. And they've had some very good success. They had it up at the golf show up in Boston, at the convention center, and I think they've done well with it. So, you know, they learned firsthand, I guess, to what it took to get this thing on the shelf. And I think they had an appreciation for it, by doing that. So that was a valuable lesson. They're all freshmen in college now. Two are at Quinnipiac. The two at Quinnipiac are in a contest this coming weekend up at I believe it's called the University of St. Thomas in Minneapolis, and one of the judges is Damon John from Shark Tank, coincidentally.
Cool.
So the boys are in a business plan competition, and their product, of course, is the Caddy Clean. So I'm wishing them luck that they'll do well this weekend.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you've done your work and said, you know what, boys, college doesn't pay for itself, so get out there and hustle for a buck, right?
Oh boy, I'll tell you what, that the business plan competition, they since I was a kid, the prizes have gone up. The top prize is $100,000, so I'm their number one fan right now.
Well, Jason, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to other great products coming out of your house.
Hey, thank you very much, Mike and Greeny. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.